With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The Biden White House said to be considering some preemptive pardons. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Donald Trump and some of his incoming appointees have threatened to go after the president-elect's critics. According to Politico, President Biden's aides are concerned that current and former federal officials who have angered Trump will be legal targets. And that's prompted discussions inside the White House about whether the president should grant blanket preemptive pardons for people like former Congresswoman Liz Cheney and infectious disease expert Anthony Fauci. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Federal Bureau of Prisons permanently closing a women's prison in California and will idle six other facilities in a sweeping realignment. That after years of abuse, decay, and mismanagement, the employees at several of those prisons have been informed they could soon be out of work. Also, at srnnews.com, American employers were in a hiring mood last month. Here's correspondent Jeremy House.
According to the Labor Department, 227,000 jobs were added in November, a significant increase from the 36,000 that were added the month before. The unemployment rate ticked up a tenth of 1% to 4.2%. Americans as a whole have been enjoying unusual job security. This week, the government reported that layoffs fell to just 1.6 million in October, below the lowest levels in the two decades that preceded the pandemic.
In a time when online anger and social tensions are increasingly directed at businesses, Meta last year spent $24 million to surround CEO Mark Zuckerberg with a lot of security. But the fatal shooting this week of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson while walking down the street has opened a lot of eyes. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in New Jersey.
A federal judge has ruled that the state cannot exclude churches from its historic preservation grant fund simply because they are religious. The Mendham Methodist Church and the Zion Lutheran Church Long Valley took the state to court when they were denied access to the fund. First Liberty represents the churches and released a statement saying, quote, "Time and again, the Supreme Court has declared all forms of religious discrimination by the government unconstitutional." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
LGBT agenda causing problems for religious soccer players. Rainbow-colored captain's armbands were issued to 20 clubs in England's Premier League this month, but Sam Morsy says he will not wear one. He's a practicing Muslim and says he made that decision due to his religious beliefs. Meanwhile, Crystal Palace captain Mark Guey opted to wear the rainbow armband, but he added the phrase, "I love Jesus." This is SRN News. The reliability of electric vehicles and plug-in hybrids has been improving dramatically. Here's John Scott with that story.
And it's narrowing a gap with gas-powered vehicles. That's according to the latest annual survey by Consumer Reports. But the survey found vehicles with internal combustion engines and gas-electric hybrids are still far more dependable. Consumer Reports subscribers report that electric vehicles had 42% more problems than gas autos on average, down from 79% more in the 2023 survey. Plug-ins had 70% more problems than gas vehicles. John Scott reporting.
Stocks ending the week today on a mixed note. Dow Industrials dropped 123 points for the day. NASDAQ gained 159. The S&P 500 up 15 points. More details at srnnews.com.